What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit MensTClinic.com. That's MensTClinic.com.
Peyton Russell setting the tone for the Friday edition of Sean and RJ live here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. We are live out on the streets in Red Oak as the Firehouse Tour continues. Brought to you by Whataburger. Stop on by. We got breakfast and coffee for you. Fraser Roofs and Gutters and Firehouse Movers with Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, and our Cowboys insider Bobby Belt. We have a 105 through the fan cooling towel to hook you up with as well. We are at 547 Methodist Street in Red Oak. 547 Methodist Street. I've been up since 3.
Why?
I slept upstairs. My son, I can't sleep in the bed with him. He was already sprawled out. Obviously something took place where I could not get off of social media. So that's where we are this morning to go into the weekend. And Bobby, what are you holding
that
on the fan?
That's the Dallas Morning News this morning.
In the hell?
Those are those 3-inch headlines Jimmy Johnson once talked about. Parsons traded from the Dallas Morning News. Defensive star sent to Packers after contract dispute. I think they missed an opportunity to say Parsons sent packing.
I mean, that's par for the course for a local newspaper nowadays, mailing in a headline.
Bobby, you went to the Ford Center at the Star in Frisco for the emergency press conference at 6:30. You start first.
Yesterday when the news came down, I think we were all starting to sense. I called you, what time did I call you? Like 2:30 or something like that? Where it was,
and call me.
You were starting to build. Well, I've got superiors I got to answer to, Chop. You know, it started to build yesterday afternoon really quickly that this was where it was heading. I think it was very clear they didn't want to head into practice this afternoon with this hanging over their heads. So getting the deal done, setting it all up, and then getting the notification from the Cowboys around 5 o'clock that there was going to be a 6:30 press conference, and you get out there, and there's 3 microphones up there. Then there was only 2. Then it was 1. Then it was 2. Then there was talk of putting a 3rd up there. I have no idea who the 3rd was going to be for, if that was Schottenheimer or Will McClay, but they were talking about putting a 3rd up there.
Why the changing of mics?
I don't know. Initially, I think it was only going to be Jerry when they worked it down to 1.
But someone had to be up there to correct the name Micah.
Right.
It's Michael. That his name has been officially changed.
I think what they said yesterday is true, that they were unanimous on pulling the trigger at the end.
Yeah.
I was still struck by how just exhausted or upset Stephen Jones looked sitting up there. And I guess it could just be exhaustion. It was a long day. It was a long thing that led up to this, and he probably was not looking forward to what they were about to go have to get, sit up there and discuss. But, what stood out to me yesterday was just how disappointed Steven looked by all of it, and then how Jerry wanted to just lead off with, guys, this here was about Kenny Clark and what an amazing football player he is.
This was about a 59 PFF grade. That's what this was about.
Don't start with the PFF grade that early. Choppy. I do have my I Hate PFF shirt on underneath.
Two firsts and defensive tackle Kenny Clark. What do you think of the deal?
Look, this is not a awful day. All right, you saved $47.5 million. It was not sustainable to have $130 million tied up in three guys. That's not sustainable in the NFL.
Agreed.
It's a terrible haul. It's terrible? An embarrassing haul.
Embarrassing.
It's Luka level haul. Two firsts is embarrassing. It should be three minimum. Minimum. You got less than Khalil Mack, and he's a better player.
You didn't.
And we're talking years later.
You didn't get less than Khalil Mack.
Yeah.
No, you didn't. Khalil Mack went for two firsts, and then he went for a bunch of pick swaps, basically.
Okay, still.
Like, but the swapping play. I don't know that a bunch of pick swaps are in the third round are different than a player who is a Pro Bowl player.
At the very least, you got the same as Khalil Mack. If you want to go and circumcise mosquitoes on me this early in the morning, fine. But that's still an embarrassing haul. It needs to be three ones.
When's the last time someone's gotten traded for three ones?
It would be a quarterback.
But it has happened.
Oh, yeah.
As of late.
I think Goff was 3-1s. RG3 might have been.
Goff wasn't 3-1s. Goff was Stafford and stuff.
No. To get him as a draft pick.
Let me see.
They went from like 15-1 or something. So it's been a while. And it certainly has not happened for a non-quarterback. But
Deshaun Watson went for 3.
Deshaun Watson. So that's my holdup. Trade them. I got no problem with this. This is not a... I didn't see anybody like sky is falling on social media. Most of the people I saw on social media or that I talked to personally were okay with it. Not happy, but okay with the move. Now, whether that was coping or not, but
I think more people were satisfied. You got to separate all this. More people were satisfied with the thought and idea of trading him, and then you got to put into the separate category the return that you got back. Now, one thing that I think we screwed up with the Anthony Davis deal, and I don't want to do it with Kenny Clark, is factoring in the player and what the player would get for a draft pick. The Mavs, you know, their first round pick, they're looking at it like we got four firsts because Anthony Davis is worth three ones, mm-hmm. or whatever you want to say on the market. We never include that addition. Kenny Clark is 30 years old. He's a nice player. He's a Pro Bowler. What would he have gotten out there on the open market? I don't know. Maybe a three we're talking about. Maybe a third rounder. Maybe you didn't want a win now player. That was part of what they said last night in the press conference. We started eliminating teams who did not have win now defensive tackles. So we took however many, 15 teams, 16 teams off the board. So it's not just two ones. You do have to factor in Kenny Clark, whether you're happy about it or not. Was this negotiation, one of the things I wanted to figure out, because something that's bothering me is the intent. This felt more personal and a message sent versus a negotiation. That Jerry Jones was going to remind the entire world, it's his football team. You're not going to tell him what the number is, and you're going to negotiate and discuss a contract his way. I did feel a little bit better, Bobby, when last night Jerry, I thought, said, guys, you know what this is about, right? We offered 40 and a half, and they got 47, period. That's it. Was that what this really boiled down to? I texted you, and I said, make sure they answer the question, was this about communication or was this about the actual number? And I'm hoping that this was about the actual number because I would not have supported the Cowboys paying him 47 a year.
Yeah, I think the interesting part of that is when you look at, like, well, this is what the number was, is he wasn't free. Like, he wasn't a free agent. If you're a free agent, the market can dictate what you have to pay. There is a little bit of an expectation of...
David Mulligetta, though, I think, to his credit, looks at it like you are basically a free agent. Mm-hmm. All I got to do is find someone else that gives us our number, and you have a type.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Back and you're not going to play, so I'm kind of creating a free agent market, even though there is not one, and it's worked with Jalen Ramsey in this.
I mean, he's had success doing that, and I mean, we talk about the three ones that came back and the guaranteed money for Watson. Watson was his guy, too. He was able to get Watson out of Houston, as much as there was a you're going to stay here and you're going to like it sense from them initially. But, man, this is – I think that – it took a long time yesterday for Jerry to finally say this was about anything else other than making a better football team. But like he like I said, he let off there yesterday talking about Kenny Clark, not even the draft pick return. He was talking about, well, we're going to be able to stop the run. This sets us up to do this in the playoffs. And he almost kind of went out of his way. He's like, look, this is just about – I've been thinking about trading Mike all the way back in January when we hired Brian Schottenheimer. That's how long I've been thinking about this. That's how long we've been talking about this. And so I think they went out there with clear messaging that they want to say. But it does cause you to have to, like, put your fingers in your ears a little bit and go, like, la, 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 to not hear people say this clearly was about some of the negotiation, how personal things had gotten. And that's where it created an avenue for him to get 47 that the Cowboys couldn't or wouldn't match.
Micah upset him somewhere along the line. You know, somewhere along the line, Micah really hacked up.
We know what it was. He multiple times, Jerry alluded to the multiple meetings yesterday a couple times. Jerry Jones was like, man to man, we sat down, I went off my number, I increased the offer, I adjusted it to what you wanted, and then you're still telling me it's not good enough. And he's like, I don't respect you, like, as a player negotiating. I don't respect, I thought we had this bond. I thought it. There's a hurt here. That is a humongous, big, fat, capital L-I-E, when he's like, there's no animosity. There's nothing personal. It's totally fine. He feels like Micah Parsons betrayed him because Micah Parsons agreed multiple times. And then when Micah went back to Mulugeta, and Mulugeta goes, Micah, we're getting 47. We're after $7 million more, not 40 and a half. And we're after 4 years, not five. But it's like you do all the legwork with someone. You feel like you got it worked out. And then they totally pull the rug from out from under you. That's where the animosity is.
That's the start. And then it continues. You know, it continues throughout as, you know, meetings are tried to be had and the continuing back and forth.
Yeah, they were not thrilled with the training table.
No, they were not. They were not.
He basically said that's not something that a team leader does.
And you hear Steven say, we were gonna let that.
Yeah.
And then Jerry's like, no, pooping all over that.
Yes.
Yeah, I think the training table upset a lot of people over there more than they've talked about or let on. They were not happy with that. And Steven can say that's not what you make a decision on, but I think Steven and others could also say, like, somebody not toasting their glass? No. You don't make a decision to fire a two-time Super Bowl winner because they didn't toast you.
Yeah.
But they've done that and still clearly believe that. This, a lot of this came down to, I think, hurt feelings. A lot of it came down to loyalty, respect, a lot of those different things for Jerry. The fact that the bombshell yesterday from Jane, that they came back and were like, they did pick up the phone and said, we're willing to negotiate. And Jerry said, you are going to play on this fifth-year option or you can leave. That shows that he was no longer ready to negotiate with them, and he was done here. That mind was made up. He was done here. Whether it was now or in the spring, he was done.
I saw you doing a lot of defending over the return, Bobby. So the floor is yours on your feelings regarding the compensation that is coming back with two ones and the D tackle.
Yeah, and I think a lot of this has to just come down to people too frequently will get stuck in a Bleacher Report article, or will get look at something else that is, or even some of the discussions we have here, and they think like, well, because that's been the suggestion, that is what the league values them at. And what the league looked at it as was there was so clearly a divorce coming with the Cowboys that if they just waited this out and said, all right, you can have him this year, but he's going to pick where he wants to go next year, and he's going to sign with us, and we're going to get two first-round picks, or we're going to give you two first-round picks, that's what you're getting as part of the franchise tag deal, then basically what they were given yesterday was, all right, in order to speed up your timeline by 6 months, we will give you something else. And the something else in this instance was, here's Kenny Clark. Maybe they could have gotten a third-round pick, and it could have been two firsts and a third, or maybe it was two firsts and a second. Dallas wanted a player. They wanted somebody to play this year, and so all they were getting by this point, if you want to be critical of the return, then you need to be critical of them not trading him back in March.
Exactly.
That's the thing. Then you could have probably gotten more.
Yes.
And back in
and
March.
And use the picks.
Yeah.
On this year's team, which Todd Archer was trying to get to multiple times, right. But Jerry wasn't understanding. And Steven was like, well, we made him the offer in April, so like, why would we sit there
right.
and talk? We're not trying to trade him in April. We made him the offer in April.
But I mean, it was this is something that I talked about yesterday, and this is something that I talked about with you behind the scenes, both of y'all, a couple weeks ago. Micah's side told them back in February or March, if you're going to make this difficult, you need to trade him right now. If this is going to be something that y'all are going to be painful with, get ahead of it and trade him now, because it's going to be ugly if we have to drag this on into the summer, and then we're looking at a deal. And so, I mean, they gave him the outline of, like, if you want the best possible return, do it now if you think this is going to drag on at all.
But and, that's dictating terms to them.
Right, and they don't
and they
do that.
Gonna
but
have
ultimately,
that.
they did what they did. But I think that if you're thinking they could have gotten more than two ones in Kenny Clark,
at this point,
you couldn't. You were going to get two ones and somebody's player, or you were going to wait until the spring and get two ones. That's what you were going to get for Michael.
Look at the amount of Tolos already out here in Red Oak. What's the initial feel? Thumbs up, thumbs down on the move. Let's see. It's kind of split.
60-40 up, maybe?
60-40 up. We got a Green Bay Packer shirt that's out here already. They're already throwing the parades for Reggie White 2.0.
Oh, Aiden was liking all my tweets yesterday about it. He was like, hell yeah, Packers get a mic. So he was all over it.
Let's load up the phone lines. It's a day of your reaction on the D&M Leasing Hotline at 877-881-1053. Do you like it, love it, hate it? 877-881-1053. Your reaction to the Micah Parsons trade live from Red Oak. We got a ton of Tolos out here already enjoying Whataburger breakfast. Brought to you by Firehouse Movers and Fraser Roofs and Gutters on 105.3 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, It's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.